The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. Byron White here. Glad to have you back. I'm here today with Betty Loughran. Betty, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
You were the author of a book that I would love to have authored because I love the title. I Want What She's Got, Secrets of Creating an Outrageous Life. What a great title and what a great book. Please tell us a little bit about your book and your incredible story of becoming a millionaire at a late age in life. Well, or an early age in life, I should say. Let me correct that.
It's interesting because 2 days ago I celebrated my 75th birthday.
Congratulations.
And about 10 years ago, I began shutting down my life. And at that time, I was expecting to die at the same age as my parents died. I felt there wasn't any hope for me because it was inevitable that the end was near, and I based every decision that I made on the thought that I was dying. I had some little issues like low energy and brain fog issues, but nothing fatal. So during that time, I joined a health and nutrition company just to help keep me functioning until the end, which I thought was going to be pretty soon. So that was kind of how I led into what was going on in my life.
And what did you discover that turned a corner for yourself the advancement of wealth at a very rapid pace?
It turned out I attended a Clemmer seminar. Most people haven't heard of Clemmer and Associates, but they are a personal growth group that does about five different seminars. And for me, that was where it began to happen. We were given the opportunity to experience results of people who had lived their life with purpose, like projects to the homeless. And we built some small homes for Mexicans who lived in boxes. But it was about purpose. And when the seminar was over, I said to myself, I can't play in this game because I'm dying. My next thought was, let someone else die. I want to be part of life. And I realized I didn't have to believe the lie that people die at the same age as their parents do. So you know that lie. And that I could choose to live. So what I discovered was it was my old purpose that had died. So have a nice funeral. I'm going to go get busy feeding the homeless and serving in areas that I see that bring purpose out in me. But I also began building my business, and it had been quietly growing in the background, but now it was in the foreground. So guess what purpose got me? I became the 27th millionaire in my company 4 years ago. And my book was born last year. It was just based on the principles that my life has stood for. It's not like an autobiography or just kind of a light read in a way, and yet with some very heavy principles. But I'm absolutely living the life I want today and having a heck of a lot more fun doing it than I ever did.
Well, I want to get to that fun in a second, but what did you do in your previous career and job before you had retired, Betty?
I actually had an insurance agency, a small insurance agency. Was never really highly successful, but I was able to support myself, and that was mainly that kind of thing. I've always been self-employed, so.
Now, your success in that job depended upon what?
How much I got out and met new people.
In the insurance agency position? Okay.
Because I own
and how did agency. How did that change when you started your second business? What changed? What was the besides your attitude? It sounds like, but what was the catalyst of change there?
Well, we had moved out of the area, so I was really kind of living on my insurance residual, mm-hmm. and really wasn't working much at anything. Mm-hmm. I kind of withdrew, got a dog, read mm-hmm. a lot, and just kind of hung out waiting for the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So was there a particular day that you woke up that, you know, post-retirement after you left the insurance business and just said, you know what, I want to do something different? You know, you mentioned feeding the homeless and some other worthy causes. Was that not fulfilling enough and you kept looking for other things? Or describe the migration over into this incredible experience that you had.
I think it's hard to understand where you're coming from when you think you're dying at the same age as your parents die. And that's where I was. And I realize today, as I speak for groups all over, I always ask, because it's part of my story, how many of you in the room actually think you're going to die at the same age as your parents die? And people, I'd say a third to, you know, a quarter to a third of the room always raise their hand. So what does that do when you get close to the time your parents are going to die? It's kind of like, you prepare to quit.
Mm-hmm.
So if, so you're in a mind space where there's no future.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know if you're going to die tomorrow or if it's next week or next year, and you don't know how you're going to die. You just know that you are. So it's like you're in snooze mode or something. And all of a sudden, to recognize, I don't have to believe that. I don't have to participate in that. I'm going to choose to stop believing that. That was what happened to me. I recognized.
Fast forward a little bit past the transition. I'd love to hear about the actual way that you approach a day with your new, mojo, for lack of a letter word, right? Was it? Did your attitude change? Did the way you communicate with people change? Was this literally like you're a new person? Like, I can't. Can you explain that to the listeners?
Okay. The difference is, because I thought I was dying with no future, I had no vision, no dream, no purpose. It was like, why even bother to get up in the morning? When all of a sudden I realized I could make a difference. I could actually make a difference in the world. I watched other people who did it in this conference that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
People who built large opportunities for people to be productive in their lives. One person made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody organized that whole thing where we were building houses for the people who were living in boxes. It was one woman who did that. She had the vision for it.
Mm-hmm.
And groups like my group went down there and they helped put it together. So I thought, there's nothing wrong with me that I couldn't have ideas like that, and I couldn't help. I didn't know where to start. So I looked around my own community to see where somebody was doing something, and I began going down in the park and feeding the homeless every week with the groups that were doing it.
Mm. Again, because you were looking for some higher purpose or some meaning in your life
that would propel you. Yeah, because I didn't know. And I really hadn't even realized at that point that it was my purpose that had died.
Mm-hmm.
And without a purpose, you are just about dead anyway. You just don't realize. You have no reason to function.
Mm-hmm. There's quite a bit of opportunity and quite a few choices that people have for what they do with their retirement. What is your advice on finding the meaningful thing that's right for you? You know, because by the way, not everybody wants to, you know, become a millionaire or chase dollars or sell things or do you have any thoughts there on the process of finding out what is going to make you happy?
Exactly. I do have ideas, and I'm very excited to be able to share them because as I speak, a lot of times people will come up to me afterward and say, boy, you came just for me. My husband and I retired, and, you know, we get up in the morning and we think, well, what are we going to do today? And, well, maybe we'll drive over to Las Vegas, or kind of like trying to fill hours. When, as you look around, the world has such need, and if you want to give yourself to productivity, it doesn't have to be a big thing. It just has to be a plug-in place, a volunteer place. Goodness knows, there are plenty of places in every city that need somebody, whether it's helping on the holidays to feed people who come in. There's homeless shelters. I mean, that's one direction, but every organization has a volunteer place that needs somebody to fill it. And no matter what your skill level is, if you could only go in and sweep the place out at night, at least you could have a sense of contribution. Mm-hmm. Contributing is fulfilling.
When you combine purpose and meaning with contribution, you know, how do you describe what it does to your spirits?
The thing that it does is it makes you go to bed at night feeling like you have given what you could give during that day, that other people are living better because of your attitude and your efforts. So it's never about how much you contribute or how little. It's that you contribute, that there is something going on outside yourself. It gets you out of your own self-absorption into looking at others and their needs.
Do you think that a busy retirement is a healthy and good retirement?
I think a purposeful retirement is good.
Is the only kind of retirement.
It's not about busy or not busy. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'm not busy, and it's okay. Mm. I'm as busy as I want to be. I travel a lot, but for me, outrageous is one thing, and I realize that most people would never do outrageous the way I do it.
But, let's zone in on that, because that I led with that question for you, namely, what are the secrets of an outrageous life? And we want to learn about your outrageous life. What does the word outrageous mean to you, and how do you express it?
It means over the top.
It means
stuff that I would not have done. I would be so conservative that I would think, oh, well, I shouldn't be doing that. Right now, if I want to do it, I just do it, because somebody's got to lead with outrageous. Or they're going to think that all old people are just a bunch of fuddy-duddies. I'm the first
and
one
by the
to
way,
go down the
outrageous,
slide.
Outrageous performance by our a significant population could frankly bring the economy back into the main fold, I think. So that's something to keep in.
Exactly.
There's a lot of wealth that people are sitting on and not spending, of course, for good reasons. But at the same time, it's the U.S. economy certainly needs a boost. Have you seen anything creative with environments, for people that are retired? Anything innovative or interesting as you've traveled around and spoken different places? Is there a community that is forming anywhere that we should know about, that is bringing on this purposeful, meaningful lifestyle in different communities around the U.S.?
I wish there were. And I know I've talked to people who wanted to put together like an intergenerational place for living, where older folks really felt like they had a contribution to the younger. I don't know that ever came to pass, but I think that's why, when you mentioned about being a millionaire, life is not about being a millionaire. It's about doing your life. Life is about being all you can be, and if you are that, millionaire could come into your future, or not. But it's not about the money, and I think, for me, the money has been most exciting because I have so much to give away. You know, being poor, there's no honor in being poor because you really have very little you can do with that. Sometimes you can't afford gas to go down and help feed anybody. Can't feed yourself. So why not have plenty and have your mind open to that possibility?
Betty, we're going to take a quick station break, but it's really, this is exciting conversation, and I really appreciate you being on the show. Back, everybody, in a minute after a quick break.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com, MySEOTool.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Sink your teeth into 100% original programming.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
And try our daily search cast. It's made fresh every day.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
And Betty, we're probably only going to go for another 4 or 5 minutes here. George can bring in that break a little bit sooner. I got so mesmerized with his conversation that I completely lost track of time. So my apologies.
No worries.
So let's go for another couple minutes. But George, can you splice a break back in earlier?
Of course. Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, great.
Sure.
Back, everyone, with Betty Longren. Betty, this has been such a joy chatting with you. What are your thoughts on not retiring and continuing to keep plugging away if you're happy doing what you're doing?
Why would you retire? What's retirement got to do with anything? We have a mental picture of what that is to us. Okay, I'm 65. Now I've got to retire. So now I can go, well, what do I want to do? Well, maybe I could travel around the world, or maybe I could mow the lawn more often. You know, what a bore. I mean, why in the world would you not live until you die rather than all of a sudden you're out of work, so now you're marking time?
Mm-hmm. And what is your take on the concept of partial retirement?
I think retirement really is a mindset. Because obviously I'm partially retired. I'm whatever I want to be. I can afford to do whatever I want to do. So I could be retired or not. But I choose to keep my mind active. As I said, I just had a birthday. I was 75 the other day, and I thought, you know, I really feel like I'm 55. And in many ways, I'm going more than I've ever gone. But if I want to take a nap, I go take a nap. I'm free. That's really freedom. The whole
freedom. We need to rename retirement freedom, that's for sure. But freedom doesn't mean, freedom just means the ability to do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it and to keep doing just that. Would you agree with that?
I would totally agree with that. And why be forced into whatever your mode of retirement is? Do we have to quit when we retire? Mm. I don't even like the thought of that. Mm.
And do you think that there's some sort of false pressure that our society and our children are putting upon us to, quote, retire? You know, it's time to retire. You need a break. You need to find happiness. Do you think that the younger generation is just out of touch with the realities of how retirement can actually be a terrible thing for the soul?
Exactly. I don't think as a culture we get it. I don't think retirement is even... It's certainly not a biblical term. Mm. You just lived till you died, and you functioned, and you did what was necessary. And after your kids are grown, they don't need you anymore. Who needs you? There's other things that need you. So you just keep on keeping on. You support the ones who've got more strength than you. Maybe you don't have all it takes like you did when you were 45. It's okay. They need support systems. And you're old enough now to have the wisdom to be able to see how to support. We bring so much to the party that when you think of being a throwaway generation, it's really pretty disgusting.
We're here with Betty James Loughran. It's been absolutely a joy to talk with you today, Betty. How can guests get a hold of you and learn more and get a hold of your book as well?
Well, you can order my book, or you can also get a copy of a millionaire apprenticeship program that I'm doing, and it's on thepeoplebuilders.com. You click on the book, and it takes you right to the book order page. The book is I Want What She's Got, Secrets of Creating an Outrageous Life, and I certainly have one. But anyway, it's a fun read, not real hard, not real heavy, but purposeful. Tells you how you can change your mind and really go back into living again.
Betty, it's been a joy having you on the show today, and want to thank you for being a guest.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your having me.
Indeed. On behalf of WebmasterRadio.fm and George and Brandy and all the great folks, Darren at WebmasterRadio.fm, this was a great show that I can't wait to play when I make the decision not to retire, which is what I think I'm going to do. So thanks for listening, and everyone, look forward to you visiting in the future. Thanks again for chiming in. Until next week, hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Thanks, everyone.